Yo, what's up? It's Monday, November 14th. As you can see, if you're watching, we are not at home. We are in Palm Beach, Florida at the Modern Retailing Conference. And we got a few things to talk about. Just a few.
Let's go. Everywhere I go, the people really want to
know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. I don't know what it is about today, but that beat is dropping.
Because we got the new Rodecaster. So this is like, you know, whenever you get like new equipment and you have to set up for the first time, I always underestimate how long it's going to take.
Exactly. Yeah. We're rolling like way later than we thought we were going to. There was an issue with the camera. We got all frustrated with ourselves. It's okay. We're going to
may or may not have threw some things. We didn't throw anything. But here we are. It's Monday. We've been in Palm Beach now. I showed up Friday. You came in Saturday. And we are in Palm Beach with several hundred dealers, industry partners, and
OEMs. Did Audi hanging out last night?
Yeah.
Check that out.
The Audi people are always so buttoned up.
They are buttoned up. They know what's up. So yeah, no, it's been really cool. You know, there's been, I think a few people have talked about potentially playing some drinking games with things like GA4, CDP, all of that. But that hasn't happened yet. Although the trend of the conversation is extremely technical. You know, I think that that's something that we're seeing in our industry. We're starting to see more people having to think technically on the marketing side of things and less like, what media do I buy, but how do I deal with data? How do I deal with, you know, consumer privacy? How do I deal with analytics in a new and unique way? You know, obviously with Google coming out with GA4, it's a whole new way of looking at data, a whole new way of understanding conversions. The industry is going to have to shift and change. So 2023 is going to be a wild year when it comes to automotive.
You know, the three letter CDP, or yes, we added an X over the last 12 months. Yeah, CDXP,
Or CDEP. You know, you got just people, you know, throwing their flavor in it.
Yeah. Throwing a little spin on it, right? But the CDP, this conference last year was probably one of the first places that I started to hear about it. You know, you said it from the stage last year. This year, it's said in every conversation.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing what a difference 12 months can make in a seismic shift to how people are thinking about owning their data. I mean, owning data and moving data easily from one place to another has been a conversation for a really long time. First time I ever heard about it was Dale's book, Like I See It, when he talked about the siloing of data being something that's stifling innovation in automotive in a major way.
Absolutely.
Because it's so difficult to do. People don't play nice together. It's so expensive to do. People charge a lot to move the data around. And we're in an era right now where I think, right, that's blowing open.
Yeah, finally. Exactly. It is. It's blowing open. And I think even, you know, as with anything new, I mean, you know, we talk about this where back in when websites were coming, people were like, I don't know if I need a website. Tell me why that's,
Would you say this is that important?
Oh, I 100%. Yeah, it is that important. And I think that like contextually, if we could go in hindsight and go, well, why do you need a website? Well, it's like a newspaper, but it's just where people are now, mm-hmm. Right? If we could have gone back and explained that, it's just a newspaper on a different place, right?
The CDP life is a back end. This is
just a DMS, more flexible and clean. Right. Mm-hmm. And so don't get too scared about, you know, CDP or
what's
anything
under the
like
hood,
that.
Right.
Just know that like right now, outside of, from what I understand, two DMSs, the DMS isn't equipped to handle what's necessary from a CDP perspective. So really just think about a CDP if you're going in or you're prepping for NADA or, you know, you're getting the new calls and everybody's
or
like,
you're about
you
to shut this show off because we got too technical on a Monday morning.
If you're thinking about that, just thinking about your data clean with every data point. So it's not just the service record or the sales record or the lead. It's the website interaction. It's
the
new
data.
Click. It's I now see them over here. It's records on like email opt outs and phone opt outs because we've got all these platforms that are communicating with our customers and we need to have a central source of truth for a unique customer.
So you mean to tell me that it's like, customer A, Bob Smith, came in 7 years ago for an oil change, and he just showed up on our website yep. looking at a 2022 fill in the blank.
Yeah, and good chance we can figure out that data just because of, you know, once you ingest a bunch of other data points like Poke data, Oracle data, anything cleaning that yep. does cleaning to,
it can all line up.
Then it can all line up. It's pretty
wild.
We
know what his buying habits are,
yep.
and we can actually send him marketing messages.
Yeah, so now you can go a lot more one-to-one.
And then
people.
We can know if that worked.
It's huge.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. Well, so we're here over here in Palm Beach talking about that. We hit the stage last night with Darren Doan and Ali Pinion and Nathaniel Grechlik, and it felt a little more like a hip-hop concert.
Absolutely.
And I think it kind of shook everybody in a good way. Yeah. They were like, it was kind of chaotic and I loved it. Right, because the essence of the data conversations yeah. are like very buttoned up.
Well, and I'm like super nerdy, and then I just said "ads suck" three times on stage. Yeah. So,
right, ads suck. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country,
ooh.
So many of our friends are at the Used Car Week in yeah. San Diego, which is kicking off today.
Today, yeah, and Used Car Week has a ton of energy around it. I mean, I've known about it for a few years, but I don't, you know.
I never really paid a lot of attention to it.
I think there's a new energy. There's a lot of people headed out mm-hmm. there. You know, Steve Greenfield who's a good friend, has really pressed into that event. And I think just like the intention, the understanding that used car operations are so important,
yep.
so important to franchise dealers these mm-hmm. days, that people are going, okay, what's the new strategy? What's making us tick? How are we handling used car operations? It's a big thing.
I think Greenfield's going to be here.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's on the list, but I wouldn't put it past him. He's the dude who just flew to Vegas just for dinner the other day.
Well, he shared his flight plans for this week on LinkedIn last night. They are nuts. It's like seven cities through this week. It's Delta. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He's like the unassuming rock star,
yes.
right? You can just imagine him showing up and the cameras start flashing. He's like, oh, guys, right. No. Oh, speaking of things flashing, I don't know.
Segway.
Okay, new Roadcaster.
There it is.
I missed the beginning button. Ford F-150 Lightnings are set to power a new EV recharged plane for a high school football game flyover.
Yeah. So essentially the story goes like this. A student wanted to do an electric plane flyover, but the charging infrastructure actually isn't in place for him to get from one airport to another.
Oh,
to
so
another.
The student's the pilot?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it so much
How
cooler.
Epic is
I
that?
I didn't realize that in the
so
story.
So he's going to fly over the high school football game. Which
in
is
an
like,
EV plane.
Yeah, this isn't like, you know, the Jets and the Giants and the, like someone's flying over. It's like a high school football game.
And San Diem is high.
And they couldn't figure out how to get him from place to place because the charging infrastructure is
right,
there.
Because the plane's got to come from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yep.
And it's only got to get to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not
like,
far.
Easton.
250.
Easton, which yeah. is near Allentown.
Yep.
So it's about halfway down in New Jersey. If you can picture New Jersey in your head, it's about halfway down in Hartford, Connecticut. It's just really close to New York City.
Yep.
Not too far. And it's got to recharge three times.
Three times. Yes. Yeah. So they got to use two F-150s, right? Because the plane's going to travel faster than the F-150.
Faster than the truck can drive
so
without
that,
charging.
You got to loop over one, right? So it's this whole, you know, I love this. This is like early as early looks
wrong. It sounds like something we would do.
Yes, exactly.
Right? It takes so much effort to do one thing, but you just had to be the one that did it first.
Yeah. It's absolutely cool. And it's interesting because one of the things that we didn't think about is you have to, the plane has to land with 30 minutes of charge left.
Right, that's like the
well,
minimum
of course you
reserve.
Would want, you would want gas left over in the tank, but yeah. you got to think about like how much time is acceptable
man.
With
if
an electric...
If there's an emergency.
It's crazy.
Right, because you don't land on empty.
No.
Right, but still, like whatever the charge is for the plane, like with a car, you're a lot more comfortable. Like, oh, I get to like 10, 20 miles, which is already yeah. like getting close on an EV, right? Because yes. you don't really know. But this is like, it's a plane. We'll yep. leave 100 miles in the tank, right? We'll make sure we yeah. can go.
It's awesome, too, because so they needed two trucks. One is coming from a local just, you know, owner
yep.
that is
oh,
in the
like
area.
Oh, like a retail owner.
Just a retail
like,
owner.
I'll do it. Yep.
The other one, Monaco Ford.
Good for
just
you,
just a local
Monaco.
Dealership stepping up, throwing in a Lightning. And pressing in, if they're not making content on this,
that was my next question.
I'm going to get sideways.
That was my next question. Like, do you think they're going to make any content over this? I don't know. But speaking of making content.
Segway.
Oh, that was a good one.
That
I got the button
one.
That time.
I was dialed in.
Yeah. So there's been a big shift in the skills needed for the job title. Wow. What was the job title? Social media director.
Mm.
big shift from 2015 to 2021, this new study shows. And basically, LinkedIn Skillshare or skill research platform, whatever it is, they pull all the data from the listings. These are the skills that people listed. Hey, we're hiring for a social media director, and here are the skills we need. Well, 7 of the 10 that were on the list in 2015 are no longer on the list in 2020. So 7 out of 10. Let's read some of these. So this makes sense. Blogging. Right? When was the last time you were like, hey, we need someone with blogging skills?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even think of that anymore.
Throw up a WordPress page.
Blogging is one of them. Event planning.
Well, because back in 2015, it was like, oh, you can't just do social media. There's no way there's enough for you to do. We're going to have you do event planning.
Right. We're going to get event coordinating, event planning.
Right.
Those are no longer on the list. New additions that are on there now. Instagram.
Naturally.
I guess so. Canva.
Yeah.
Right? People are saying you need a Canva. Yeah. Oh, there's one more. Graphic design.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, hey, if you're a
Swiss Army knife,
if you come in,
put Swiss Army.
You need to be able to make some stuff.
Yeah.
Right? We're not just directing. I think it's a real blend of this thought, especially smaller companies. Like, you need a practitioner, not a manager.
Yep.
Right? Exactly. I mean, now granted, as your team grows, you need someone with management skills. We just lost the light. That's awesome.
Boom.
You need someone with management skills. But aside from that, like, you need someone who's willing to get their hands dirty and make stuff, which I think is a good fit because a lot more people are coming up organically creating stuff, right? My kids are making stuff as early teens or even preteen, right? They're used to designing stuff. The 2023 predictions, what people are going to need, right? You know what platform is going to be on there this time.
You got to get some TikToks.
Got to get it. And then, like, to add the next layer of graphic design, people are like, oh, video production. And here's one interesting, video directing.
Ah, so there needs to be some creative, like, direction and some set deck, some understanding of, like, what are we doing when we start?
Yeah.
And not just, like, holding the phone up. There's a creative
Which, again, there. If you just watch TikTok or Instagram Reels, you realize there are a lot of video directors now.
Absolutely.
I mean, just think of
the cuts that are happening. The dances, the cuts, the
coordination.
Yep.
Right? When you make... That was, you know, did you ever get into Vine when it was
not
around?
Not really, no.
Okay, so... Vine was, what was it, 8 seconds, 7 seconds? I think it was 7 second videos.
Yeah, it was
and
quick, yeah.
The best Vines that made it great, that people loved, they were experts at directing because you only had 7 seconds
shot.
To use.
Yep.
So you had to squeeze the laugh in or the punchline in or whatever it is in 7 seconds. And I think that the true winners on Vine were great directors.
Yep.
And then they moved to YouTubers, which went the long form. And now we're squeezing it back into TikTok, which is kind of like... How long can TikTok be?
Yep.
2 minutes? 3 minutes?
I actually have no clue. I don't TikTok.
All I know
I
is that.
I apologize,
or
everybody.
Instagram Reels. We'll just pretend they're the
60
same for
seconds,
a moment.
Right?
Yeah. Is it 60 seconds?
Yeah.
Maybe it's 120 in some instances. I think TikToks can be longer. But either way, the skills needed to be a social media professional.
Professional. Well, this is crazy. We were talking, so Darren Doan is here with us at Modern Retail Conference, and he was like, I just need you to know that right now you can probably find this type of person for anywhere between like 60 and 100, depending on where they're at, their expertise, all that type of stuff. In 2 years, good luck finding that person for under 250. I was like, yo, I don't know if that's exactly the case, but I do know that
it's going that way.
It's going up, and the capacity to find that person, the number of people that are willing and able to do that at a high level and understand the analytics, understand how content changes, can do things like graphic design, Canva, and video editing.
Yeah.
They are going to go.
And understand a platform.
It will be tough to find that. So get in while the getting's good and career path someone right now.
You know, I'm going to start adding some stuff to my resume. Did you say 250?
Yeah, right. There you go.
I think that the broader picture is that content is that important.
Yep.
And that's what we tried to speak to the audience about last night. It's what we're going to say to you today. Whether you're a dealer, industry partner, the game is exactly the same. You have to make things. You have to think about the humanity behind things when you make them. And apparently the skills that you need are kind of laid out.
Yep.
You know, they're laid out there. And the nice part about this is that just about every teenager is now going to organically develop these skills.
They are.
Before they even hit the workforce.
Yep.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens. If it's hard to find them, if it gets easier to find them.
You know what people should do? They should go to their high schools. If they have someone that's doing social media right now, and do an after school or an in school class with high schoolers about how to create social content.
And then hire them.
And then hire those
for
people.
Less than $250,000 a year.
Go.
Well, there you go. We're going to be making some more content today for Modern Retail Conference. Going to get some new podcasts out in the dirt. Regardless, it is Monday. You have a full week ahead of you to go out there, make some content, serve some people. Let's move this industry forward.